Whenever we have problems, we want to diagnose the cause. We want to diagnose the issue. We do this for everything, from Googling our symptoms when we're feeling ill, to looking at our marketing, thinking about all of the stuff that we've done and wondering, why am I not getting more clients? Hey there, I'm Christy Plantica, and I'm the founder of Place Digital, a boutique marketing agency for therapists. This is Practice Marketing Insider. Each week, I examine one piece of outdated or overblown marketing advice for therapists and explain why it's inaccurate and what you should be doing instead. One of the marketing properties that gets analyzed the most is a website. And it makes sense. Websites are extremely important. If your website doesn't function well, doesn't look like it's been designed fairly recently, or the copy is super off, it's going to make things harder. That being said, I've noticed that a lot of therapists, whether they're solo practitioners or group practice owners, have a tendency to fixate on their website when inquiries are down. We can externalize our problems with the website instead of looking inward and thinking more about what's going on at the practice. A website is a really easy thing to obsess over. You go line by line through the copy, page by page, assessing all the spacing, all the wording, all the images. You can really, really obsess over a website. What was once something that you probably didn't even want to create in the first place has become an amalgamation of everything you've ever done in your career and your practice. So of course you're going to take a look at your digital billboard for your practice and think, is this really working? And there are plenty of people that want you to doubt your website. Companies want to sell you a website. Companies want you to believe that your website isn't cutting it. I am one of those people, technically. At Place Digital, we create websites, but I don't think investing in a new website is always the solution. Now, I have seen this work. We've had clients who are already investing in marketing, getting plenty of traffic to their site, but not enough people were actually reaching out. We redesigned their websites, and it made a real difference in how many people contacted them. But a lot of times, a website isn't the issue. The issue is that you don't have enough people coming to the website at all. Marketing is a numbers game. You can have the most beautiful website in the world. You could have paid tens of thousands. Some people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for a website, but it doesn't matter if no one is seeing it. So before you invest thousands of dollars in a new website, think about investing in marketing that's actually going to get people to the website in the first place. We have a hypercritical lens when we look at our own website, but unless there's something glaringly wrong, like it's way too slow or looks really bad on your phone, an imperfect website likely isn't a super compelling reason for a therapy seeker to not contact you. When people want to hire a therapist, they're usually looking at logistical things more than artistic or emotional things. That's not a super popular take in the therapy marketing world. Really good copy and really good design absolutely help in crossing the finish line and getting people to call you or submit a contact form, but a lot of times it just comes down to things like, does this therapist have good reviews? Does this therapist have availability that aligns with mine? Does this therapist accept my insurance? Feeling seen and understood by a therapist's website is helpful. But at the end of the day, if you're not a fit for someone for these purely logistical reasons, it was never going to work out in the first place. So instead of obsessing over your website, obsess over getting reviews to your Google business, obsess over your marketing so you can get as many people to your website as possible. I love branding. Love it. I love a beautiful website, and there's absolutely a time and place to invest in a really nice website or switch website platforms or redo your copy. That stuff is really important, but don't let anyone tell you that the problem is your website when you haven't looked at other issues first. We also like to obsess over websites because they're very tangible. It feels good to change a sentence or upload a new headshot. It really feels like we're making progress, but a lot of times, marketing work is not glamorous at all. It's not sexy. It's a lot of work. It doesn't show up right away when we hit save. It could be a long, grueling effort to get your face and your employees' faces in front of more people. And a lot of that stuff just happens behind the scenes. So when do you actually need a new website? In my opinion, the following circumstances are the times where you actually need a new website. The first is if you're on a bad platform. Some platforms are just not robust enough to do what we need to do in digital marketing. So my recommendation for small businesses is Squarespace, because it's easy to use, the sites are beautiful, and you're never gonna feel like you're stuck with a certain design or developer. because you can use your website yourself. It's 2026. You should not have to contact a developer every time you want to add something to your menu. Not all platforms are created equal. There are some that my team and I won't even use because they're so frustrating or they're so bad. They're just not adequate for anyone who's serious about their digital marketing. So platform is number one. If you're on a bad platform, you should really just switch to a better one. The second is if your site looks bad on your phone. About 60% of people, probably even more, are using their phones when finding a therapist, especially when we think about the state of mind that people are in when they're looking for therapists. They're probably not at their computer, which is where they do their work. Since finding a therapist is a very personal decision, someone is probably on their phone in their home. So if your website isn't very easy to navigate on a phone, that's a big issue, and that's something to resolve as soon as possible. The third sign that you urgently need a new website is if it's difficult for someone to contact you. This is referred to as conversion rate optimization, and that's a whole discipline in and of itself. But basically, does your website follow a predictable structure? Is the contact button in your menu in the top right-hand corner? When someone goes to your contact page, do they have to read a bunch of stuff first and then finally get to a form? Or is the way to contact you right up top? Basic things like that. And I know some therapists make the argument that, oh, maybe it should be a little bit more difficult to contact us because we want more motivated therapy seekers. I want to also bust that myth because I am a motivated therapy seeker. But if it's too difficult to contact a company, I won't do it. Part of it is I'm lazy. Yes, I expect the Amazon one-day delivery experience as well. But to me, and I'm biased because this is my profession, but if a website isn't even set up where it's easy to contact someone, I can be pretty confident that working with that company probably isn't going to be that different. I'm busy. When I hire someone, I want that process to be extremely smooth. So if the website is clunky and it's just hard for me to do what I want to do, I'm out. So those are the things that I really think are urgent when it comes to a new website. And after that, it more comes down to refining things. Refining your brand colors, typography, copy, things like that. Websites have a place in your marketing, but they're not everything. And it's not where most of your focus should go. Don't obsess over your website. It's likely a waste of time. Don't feel like you need to get this fancy new website or no one is ever going to contact you. That's probably not true. It's pretty crazy, actually. Some of the clients that I worked with in my career, their websites did not look good. And I don't recommend this, but they had no problem getting new business. And a lot of that is because they were super available and it was easy to contact them, even though the sites didn't look that good. They were quick and responsive in their sales process, and they made those logistical decisions really easy. So do you need a new website? Maybe. I can't say for sure. I'm not looking at yours. But I want to be slow to diagnose that as your main issue. First, look at if people are coming to your website at all. Second, consider some of those bigger problems that I explained today, and then from there, decide. Like I mentioned, there have been cases where our clients are getting a lot of people to their site and their conversion rate was low. A new website that we designed for them was just the thing that they needed at that time. So I'm not saying that a new website isn't a good thing for you, but just don't let that be your first assumption. And don't feel pressured by someone else to invest in your website if you sense that it's probably fine. So there you have it. When your inquiries are down, your first instinct might be to blame your website. But more often than not, the problem isn't your website. It's that not enough people are seeing it in the first place. Marketing is a numbers game. The most beautiful website in the world won't help you if no one is visiting it. So before you drop thousands on a redesign, invest in getting traffic to your site. Fix your website if it's on a terrible platform, doesn't work on mobile, or makes it hard for people to contact you. But otherwise, your website is probably fine. Stop obsessing over the font choice and start obsessing over getting more eyes on your practice. And that's it for this week's episode. If you want to connect, you can find me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Christy_PlaceDigital. If you're interested in working with me and my team, you can head over to placedigital.com. I'm Christy Plantinga. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.